club.
And since he was coming to this Gviri dressed accordingly and so on, prepared a whole speech that he would make when he sees the Gviri, he came in, he knocked on the door, the Gviri was very kind to him, he came in, he sat with the Gviri. And he asked the Gviri for an important donation for this institution, and the Gviri gave him 5 rubles. And sent him off. This second Rosh Hashiva was very upset. And before he left, he turned to the Gviri and he said, do you mind if I ask you a question? The Gviri said, by all means. He says, you know, I'm wondering, I was here on a previous occasion with Rabbi Yosef Yezel, and he left with thousands of rubles. And I came here also for a tzedakah for Yeshiva, and I'm leaving with 5 rubles. I don't understand why. And the Gviri told him as follows. I want you to know, I'll tell you what the difference is between Rabbi Yosef Yezel and you. When Rabbi Yosef Yezel comes to my house, he never says a word about money for tzedakah. He comes in and he looks at me and he says, Reb Sheftel, what's going to be with you, Reb Sheftel? Where are you in this world? What have you accomplished? And what's going to happen on Yom HaDin? And he's genuinely concerned about my neshama. And by the time Rabbi Yosef Yezel was finished with me, I'm crying and tears are coming down from my eyes. And I'm begging Rabbi Yosef Yezel, what should I do? How do I save my neshama? Tell me what to do. And I realize that I have to do Gemilas Chesed and Masim Tovim, so I open up my treasury house and I tell Rabbi Yosef Yezel, go in, take whatever you want. Please help me save my life. He says, but you came into my house, you knocked on the door, and I saw right away you were wearing a special hat and a new suit, which you don't ordinarily wear. You prepared to come to see me. Then you gave a whole speech, and it was very clear to me that it was all prepared. And the whole speech was about how important it was that I should give money to your institution. What I understood from your approach was that my money was important, not my neshama. From you I learned that my money was important, so it's important, so I'm keeping it for myself.
Each port draw, the whole cloud from Kovne, Vilnius, Shavu came to the Lavai. The Lavai was on Sunday because I remember a week before we settled in the yeshiva, and if he was on Erev Shabbos, and nobody knew he was Nitzah because the telephone came mamish a few minutes for Shabbos, but Rabbi Chonah Wasserman didn't say we should say Tillim, and Rabbi Chonah Wasserman didn't ask to make him a Shabbarah. So we felt he knew without telling him. In Motzi Shabbos, in his face became different, he was his brother-in-law. In the Ganti Yeshiva, if I remember exactly, I can't say for 100%, a lot of Buchen walked from Trok, we learned in Trok. Yeshiva was in Trok, which you're going to visit tomorrow. It is a stronghold of the Krayim. We didn't see it, but we were told about it. And we went the 20 kilometers, where this came out, about 12 miles we walked to Levi. But I must tell you a story with Kane of Asish about it. If you remember, you heard up, but you don't remember, because I don't remember neither. 1933, when Hitler came out, the Jewish agency came out with a boycott. You know boycott, right? Boycott. A boycott means...
A boycott
against Germany.
A boycott.
And Rabbi Chonah Wasserman felt Samri de Be'emes. We're not allowed to be in Golis, more than the Emes. And he wrote a very strong letter against it. And he went to show it to Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, the letter. Chaim Moshe Grudzinski took the letter, he put it in his shiflut.
In a drawer.
He said, Rabbi Chonon, the Klal Yisrael is euch haume. In of Zeitum in euch is euch gesagt, al jimmer die Beumes. Wir tun nicht mehr than the Klal Yisrael. And he didn't let him be me fast on the letter. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman spoke about his brother-in-law